God, you know, he made me sound good. I'm scared of myself. What am I going to say? Gosh, he really made me sound really good. I'm so nervous. I'm like, oh, my God, do I really have it? Yeah. But, you know, I got a lot of phone calls today. Oh, I won't be at church. Oh, I'm so sick. Oh, I won't be at church. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, that. Okay, okay. You know, it's whoever you send. Amen. So I just ask God, you know, I do want to do your will, God, when the time comes, when you see fit. And other than that, I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to be his number one fan, his number one cheerleader. Go, Pastor Marty. Yeah, go. Yeah, amen. Okay, I'm going to be your number one fan. So when he says, oh, you're preaching today. And then I hear, I thought you said, your will be done. I did. But, right? Is that what we do? Lord, let your will be done. Okay, go ahead and do that. But not that. So you really didn't mean it, right? So I battled with God all day because I felt like, God, I really didn't mean it. I guess. Because I was just nervous. Like, what do I do? How do I just bring this message or tell the people what needs to be told to them? Amen. So it's an honor. I give God all the glory and honor. I don't give myself any praise for it or any glory. I believe it's just going to be something really quick, and it's just going to touch bases on what we have already been touching bases on, and that's your season, where you at, and the big A word, attitude. Right? Sister Edwina came up here and she said, how is your attitude? How are you being in your season that you're in right now, right? And then Brother Joe came up and he talked to us last Wednesday about our attitude as well, right? So apparently God is trying to get or adjust our attitude, right? Because he's not, that's what I'm going to talk about to y'all. So, if y'all look at your verse of the day, you know, on your little, on your phone, you know, your Bible verse of the day, what did it say? It said, hold on, I'm going to tell y'all, because let me get my phone, all right? Okay, it says Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. So I read that today and I thought, oh, okay, God, I hear you. You're really talking loud and clear to us as for, like, we need an attitude adjustment. Okay, and my question to y'all tonight is, what kind of attitude do y'all have? Do you have a positive attitude or do you have a negative attitude? Okay, just ask yourself that. When people approach you, and whether they're pleasant to you, rude to you, what kind of attitude do you have? When they're mean to you, are you gonna, you know, be mean back to them, or are you gonna show the love of God, the light in you, in spite of it all? Whether they belittled you or not, or however they humiliated you, how are you going to take that? How are you going to handle that? And guess who's watching you? The Lord. He also has angels that report to him on what you're saying. Did you know that? Yeah. He has angels that are saying, oh, she spoke the word of God. So you know what? I got to hearken onto the word, and I got to go and manifest what she's really believing you for. Do you know that the Bible says that too? So then it also says that there's an angel that's going to report to God what you're saying that isn't right, that isn't matching and lining up with his word and how he's asking y'all to be in the season that you're in. Right? Amen? Okay. So don't despise, okay, when God is really speaking to you. Don't get angry, okay, because we have to understand that when God is talking to us, or when he keeps on bringing up the same kind of message to you, it's for your benefit, okay? It's to make you a better person. It's to make you whole. That's what he's trying to accomplish with us, is to make us whole, amen, and to be a better person. So, Romans 4:19. Let's go there. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Romans 14. I was like, wait a minute. That is not it. Romans 14:19. Romans 14:19. Okay, it says, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. So when a certain issue rises up, do you have peace with individuals around you? Or when you're going through such a tough time, okay, and you're consumed with what you're going through, and you're very edgy and frustrated, and then when someone comes to you, with a hardship or something, how are you going to respond to them? Are you going to judge them? Are you going to treat them bad? Are you going to encourage them? Are you going to edify them? Because that's what we're supposed to do. And a lot of us aren't doing that. We're getting more angrier. What? That happened? Oh my God, what is he doing? I don't understand this, right? Is that the way we're responding to the people? How are we edifying them by responding that way? You're getting more overwhelmed, more frustrated. Amen? And that's not how God ordained it to be. He has called us to be the light. He has called us to love those that even come against us. All right? And he has ordained certain things in our life, even when we don't want to do them. Okay, but we have to do it with good cheer and a good attitude, right? And then there's another scripture. It's in Ephesians 6, 6, 7, and 8. And what it's talking about, y'all can go there. And this is the way we have to be on a daily basis, okay? Ephesians 6, 7, 8. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people. Because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are a slave or free. How many of y'all live that scripture on a daily basis? that when you go to work, are you doing it for your boss, for the people around you, or are you working like you're doing it for God? And if you get that attitude, like, you know what, God, I thank you for my job, and I'm going to work in the spirit of excellence, and I'm just going to do it like I'm doing it for you. That in itself, because the love of God that resides in you, that in itself should help you do a really good job in spite of if you don't like it. And you know who did that? Jacob. Jacob did it, right? In Genesis 31, 1 through 7, it talks about, let me go there. It says, Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father. And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude, oh, there's attitude, right? His attitude towards him was not what it had been. Amen? So why do you think his attitude changed towards Jacob, if y'all know the story? Why did it change towards Jacob? Because God was blessing him, right? And he didn't like it. Then it goes on to say, then the Lord said to Jacob, go back to the land of your father and to your relatives, and I will be with you. How many of us feel that God isn't with us when he's telling us what to do? When you know you're in the will of God, but you still feel like he's not with you. We still feel that way, right? Sometimes like, God, where are you? But he's there. His word says he's there. So Jacob sent the word to Rachel and Leah to come out of the fields where his flocks were. He said to them, I see that your father's attitude, here's attitude again, right? Towards me is not what it was before, but God of my father has been with me. But if y'all know the story, it didn't seem like God was with him, right? It didn't seem like it. He says, you know that I've worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. Amen? If he said, it goes on to say about the animals of what he could have, and what ended up happening is that everything was to his favor. Amen? But you know what? If we go earlier in the story, when he was going to marry, who was it, Rachel? He thought he was going to marry her, right? Well, remember when Pastor Marty was talking about the key? That we got, God gave us the key, and then we put it in there, and then it wouldn't turn, right? So then you have to regress. You have to come back, right? Come back out. Well, you know when he had to come back and was disappointed and frustrated? When he ended up having to marry the sister, so he didn't get his promise that was promised to him because of man, right? So that's us. How many of us feel that way? Like when Pastor Marty was saying, you know, you got the keys and it's right there, but it just didn't come. But you know what? We have to trust and believe God that there was a reason for that. And God's purpose and plan for our life is to be blessed and blessed more than enough, abundantly. Amen? And so at the end of the story, that's what happened to him. He got blessed. And God said, I've seen everything. everything. I saw everything that your father-in-law did to you. So you don't think God sees everything that's going on with you? Everything. You don't think he sees the people cheating you? You don't think that he sees the people back-talking and stabbing you in the back and just taking things from you? He sees it all. All of it. And that's why the Lord says, vengeance is mine, not yours. You bless your enemies. You bless the people that are judging you. You bless the people that have bad attitudes towards you. Bless them. Bless them. You know why? Because God knows. God knows what's going on in your life and in your situation, okay? So y'all just stay encouraged. And if the Lord is speaking to us about our attitude, it's because we need some sort of adjustment. All right? We need an attitude adjustment. And in our daily life, we have to ask him, how do I handle this? What am I going to do? What do you want me to do? Amen. And know the season that you're in. And be very sensitive. When people are talking to you, listen to them. And don't be so quick to talk. Don't be so quick to judge. Don't be so quick to snuff the joy right out of them. Just because your season isn't where they're at. They got so much joy in them. They're celebrating, having a good old time. Like me, I turned 50, right? I said, oh, yeah. It's Jubilee time. It's my year. It's time for celebration, y'all. And I even looked it up in Leviticus. I said, what does Jubilee mean? I really want to know. You know what it means? People were enslaved. They got things taken away from them. They had to go and work. For what, everything, all their debts, they had to go work. They were slaves for 50 years. 50. And guess what? I'm going to tell you what they heard. I'm going to show you what, just a little horn. Here. I'm try to do this now. Bear with me, okay? The ram's horn, which we call it the shofar. But when they heard that sound, it was Jubilee time. All debts were canceled. Everything that was taken from them was given back to them. And they got to go home. They got to go home and celebrate. It was celebration time for a whole year. Can you imagine that? They got to rest. Just think of that. Just like, close your eyes and think about it. Like, all your debts canceled and everything that was taken from you is given back to you. How are you going to feel? It's like, oh my God, I've been set free. Whoo. I get to go rest. Now you're talking rest. That's resting. And just like, whoo, I made it. But I hear the sound. Do y'all hear that sound? I hear the sound. Because I turned 50. I was like, all right. You know what? I'm a firm believer in your word. And I want your word to manifest in my life. And I'm excited. Woo! And it's the 8th month of the year, new beginning. Yeah! I was having my own party. And you know what? I didn't care if nobody was going to have it with me. I was going to have it myself. Decorate my whole house. I put a sign on my fireplace. Celebration. Yes. Jubilee time. But guess what? Then you got these naysayers. Bad attitude. Oh, yeah. You want to know what happened to me when I turned 50? It was the worst year of my life. I said, oh, no. I ain't talking to all that. See, people aren't sensitive to your joy. People are angry, and they got bad attitudes. Bad attitudes. Because you're happy and I'm not. Right? So I just said, oh, you know what? I don't want to hear about your 50th year, not unless it was a jubilee kind of year. Right? Because you got to cut people off that have the bad attitudes, and you got to allow the people in that are going to celebrate with you. Yeah, it's your jubilee. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's just celebrate. Okay. Let's celebrate. And you know what? And the crazy thing is nothing changed. Right? But I'm expecting. And I ain't going to settle for anything less than what the Word of God says. Amen? So y'all be sensitive to people. When you see they got a smile on their face, you know how the dogs, they're just wagging their tail. They're so happy to see you, right? Get out. Get away from me. And they're like, right? That's what we do to people. They come up to us so excited. And we're just like, they just don't know what kind of day I'm having. And what are you so happy about? And you just go away. Like, wow, never mind. Or you call people and you want to celebrate. You want to get praise support. They get all mad. Well, you know what kind of day I had? They switched the whole subject on you. You even forgot why you called them. And they never shut up. That's it. The negative has to overpower the positive. Why? Why? Why does the negative have to always overpower the positive and the promises of God? Why? The enemy uses every single one of us. Including me. Okay. He uses every single one of us to get us in a bad mood, to hate, to get jealous. You know why people get so judgmental? Because they're jealous. They're jealous. That's why they never have nothing nice to say but just judge you. You tell them, oh, the Lord told me to do this. And what do? They get mad. And they talk you out of it. You know? Why? What is the whole point of that? The enemy will use anybody and everybody and the ones closest to you to get you out of the will of God. Right. Amen? So let's all just get that attitude adjustment. You know, including myself, you know, because I get like that sometimes. I told God the other day, I was crying. I love that song Pastor played. Go ahead and cry. It's all right. I was like, dang, that was me last night. I was like, Lord, I'm sick. I feel horrible. What kind of jubilee is this? But you know what? I felt so much better when I cried. It's okay to cry. It really is. When you're feeling overwhelmed, it's okay to cry. But cry out to Him. Not everybody in the whole world. Okay. You just cry out to Him. Because He will set you straight. You know that Z formation. He will set you straight. Amen? So, that's, you know, I don't have a long message. I just wanted to share because Pastor Marty put me on a spot. And I guess I shouldn't say Him. You know, I should, well, God, okay. So, I am so excited. I am. You know why? Because I did it. I got up here. I'm so excited about it, you know, because I do want to do God's will in spite of what it looks like. I want to do His will, and I want to do it at good cheer. I want to do it as, like, you know, just for him, you know, him, just him be the glory. And it's an honor for him to even ask me to do something like this. It's an honor for me. It's very humbling. Like, wow, I was used by the Lord, you know? And that's the way we have to be. We have to stay in love with Jesus. Amen. And when, like Pastor Marty was saying, when those people do come, not even those people, tomorrow, or when you leave the church tonight, attitude adjustment with your family members, because those are the ones you're riding home with. And you know what they're going to say? Hey, man, we just left the church. You just left the church and you're acting like that and talking like that. And Pastor just told y'all, attitude adjustment. What? Were you not listening? Were you not listening? And it wasn't even what Pastor said. It's what the Lord said. It's what the Lord said. He said, attitude. Y'all need to change your attitude. Y'all need to get some happy feet. You know what? We're just gonna play that movie, Happy Feet. We just need to be happy. We just need to be happy feet. Amen. Y'all encourage people. When someone joyful comes your way, you be joyful with them. No matter how hard it is. Because guess what? It's a test for y'all. Are we failing our tests? Because they're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming until you get it right. No matter who stabbed you in the back, no matter who hurt you, you got to show them the love of God. That's why we come to church, right? That's why we do this, right? That's why we're doing this, right? We got to be different. Not like everybody else. Amen? Are you different? I'm different. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
We almost went there, babe. We were almost there. Lord Jesus. You know what I liked about what she brought as far as Jacob? Jacob had all kinds of pressure and stuff come against him. And he was out to go get his wife, right? Have you ever been so focused on purpose to go get something on purpose? Yes. Purposed. To go get something on purpose. And so when you go get something on purpose, don't mean you're going to get it the way you thought you were going to get it. So Jacob shows up over there. I'm going to go get that woman that I saw. She's fine. You know why I got this George Lopez kind of feel right now? She all fine. But I'm purpose to go get my woman. But gets to that place. Now listen, this is what I want to tell you. When she was ministering, I kept feeling this. We get to that place where our promise is. But time, the chronos of God, hasn't shown up to where you're at. But you're in the place you're supposed to be. This is going to help somebody. You're in the place where you're supposed to be, but your promise hasn't manifested. You can see your promise, but it hasn't manifested. You're in the very region and territory where you're supposed to be, but it hasn't manifested yet. You can see that very purpose you're there for. Remember that he was sent by mom and dad. You ain't going to marry anybody here. You got to go over there. Have you ever been on a journey to go get purpose? Mm-hmm. And then you get to that very place and you see what we call the prize. You know, the prize. And we get there and we see the prize the whole time. And then all of a sudden the taskmaster comes with your daddy. Dad says, you're going to work for me. I'm going to work for you? That's my woman. He could have had attitudes. I ain't working for you. I ain't working. That's what you're trying to say. I got you, baby. I got you. We won. Come on. He could have got all mess. I ain't working for you. Hey, where I come from, I got stuff too, you know. I got family. I got riches. I got stuff too. I ain't got to be working for you. What do you mean work for 7 years? Could have had attitude, but he didn't. But he said that when he saw her, he knew she's mine. That's my wife. And I'm going to work and do as you say. Are you missing? Eric, we see our promise right there. Look at her in the eyes. Look at her in the eyes. Look at her. In her. Yeah, there you go. Her. That her. So we make sure. That her. Yeah. That her. Make sure. Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm with you, Aaron. And look at that. I see my promise. And I'm right there. And I'm going to do everything that God says so I can have all of you. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. I felt the Holy Ghost with that, Eric. Woo-wee! Yeah. Conversation. Put the headphones on. When you get it, just put the headphones on. Just put them on. Just sweet nothing's going to be coming out. Just hey, honey, you're so fine. I like it when you turn red, too. Oh, you look, you're all shiny and everything. You look good. Woo, baby, y'all need to go to sleep when we get home. Look, look. What I'm trying to tell you is the promise is there. The promise is there. And when the promise is there, may not manifest right away. You may have to go through the process and do something that you didn't want to do. And it's going to make you change the way you used to do things before. Yes. Jacob knew how to be, he knew how to be a sheep herder. He knew how to do certain things where he was from. But he had to be in a different region, a different territory to do something different and new to get what God promised him. His attitude could have been the opposite and never get his promise. But because he submitted, watch this, whoo, because he submitted to that authority and did as he asked Jacob to do, not only did his promise come, but he got double. Now watch this, watch this. You ever felt like there's that key? You have that key. You're putting it right in that lock, and you know that's the key, because that's the only key that opens this particular lock. It's in there, but it seems like it don't turn when it's supposed to turn. 7 years, he had to labor, and then get tricked. Get tricked, and got something else other than that promise. And then not only that, then God speaks and tells him, now this is what I want you to do. This is not what you know to do. This is what I'm telling you to do. Now go get some of those branches and start taking off the outer layers, the skin of those branches. And I want it to be striped, and I want it to see the actual inside of the stripping of the branches, so that when the cattle or the sheep or the goat, when they begin to eat or drink from the trough, they begin to focus on something. What it was, it wasn't for the herd, it was for him. I'm going to make you do something different in a different land to get you what you need. And you only went for one, but I'm bringing to you a blessing that you knew not of. You're going to learn how to work in a territory that you've never been in. You're going to learn to do things different that you've never experienced before. And it's all about how you do it in the process of doing it. Not only did he get tricked, he enjoyed the trick. That was a bad choice. He enjoyed the manipulation. No. He was intoxicated with wine, the new wine. And the new wine came. The new wine came and it made it easier to accept what happened. No? That wasn't it? So the next morning tells me, he was mad. Was he mad? That's not what it says. The next morning he goes to the father, says, why have you deceived me? I've done everything you've asked. I've done everything that you've required of me to do, and I did it for you. Then the father turns around and says, now you're going to work 7 more years for me. Then you'll have. It's not. You're in the place. Look at her again. I'm just examples. You're in that place where your promise is at, but it hasn't manifested yet. Someone's hand is in it, manipulating. See, you're in that place where your promise is at. You've worked at it with the right heart, right spirit, with the attitude of gratitude, isn't that? But yet you get manipulated and don't get what you're after. You ever felt like you're in the place where things just ain't going the way you thought it was going to go, but you're doing everything right anyhow? You're doing everything you know to do, and you're in the place you're supposed to do it, and you have the right attitude. You got the smile going on. You're blessing God everywhere you go. And then the next thing you know, something is manipulating the outcome of what you've been working at. He could have turned around and left. But there was something inside called purpose. That I ain't going to be moved. I'm not going to be taken out of my purpose. Went through the next 7 years. Worked even harder to learn something different to get the real promise. The real promise. Sometimes the things that you start don't always work. They don't always turn out the way you thought in your mind it was going to turn out. The way you thought it was going to be. I'm going to start this and I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to get on this particular job and I'm going to do Amway and I'm going to do I'll be the best Amway representative like never before. Advocare comes. I'm going to do Advocare. I'm going to sell Advocare like never before. I'm going to go sell insurance. I'm going to be Prime America. I'm going to be the top of Prime America like never before. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to do this over here. And I know that I'm going to do the best I can. Sell all kinds of vitamins and stuff that I know. It works too. And things don't turn out the way. I'm going to do Mary Kay, and I go do Mary Kay. I'm going to get my own pink Cadillac. Get my pink Cadillac. And it don't turn out the way you thought. You been there? You start thinking everything that you're doing is going to be that very thing. Start up Joshua's Restoration Projects, and you're going to go paint. Get your kids out there. Start handing out flyers because you're going to be blessed through everything you're going to do. You're going to be blessed. You're going to have more work. You're going to have more trucks. You're going to be in construction. You're going to do all. And not one thing comes through. Y'all been there?
Yes.
Things didn't turn out the way you thought. But we can't get mad because it didn't turn out that way. Watch this. Sure, you know those gray shirts that I handed out there at the outreach? Come on, Terry, you know which ones. You know which ones. You know which ones. It was the ones that when I was out there, I started my own church. I'm going to have this church. I'm going to start my own business. I have t-shirt ministry. I'm going to send her all over the place. Send her a Creflo Dollar. I'm going to send her a Jessica Planner. I'm going to, this is my business. I'm going to go out there. This is my ministry. And my ministry is going to be keep a real ministry. And guess what? I still got those shirts today. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give them away. Give them away. Take it. God bless you. I got more show. Anybody wants more show? I'm getting them out of the house. Get out the house. Every time we do an outreach, we have all these red shirts and everything. I go in my closet. Josh put on 3 different red shirts. Josh, what are you doing? He goes, they're faded, so I had to get another one. We got so many of them. I'm like, gee, thanks, Josh. Just remembering how my ministry didn't flourish like I thought. Be over there at Sunset Station with Keep It Real Ministries. Got my same family sitting there. Pastor, we're going to grow. We're going to explode. We're going to get so big. You're going to be in the Alamo Dome. We next to the Alamo Dome, but we ain't in the Alamo Dome. We next to it, but we ain't there. The Lord said, it ain't turning out the way you thought it was going to be. But I got a plan for you. You may have to be away from the church just for a little bit. And then when you're away from the church a little bit, I'm going to get rid of all that religious mindset you have. I'm going to take away some things that man put in you to manipulate the way you think. And I'm going to take all that out of you so that I can go ahead and put all of me inside of you. And then when I say, now it's time, there comes the other promise. Hey, the other promise. Now the other promise starts walking in your direction as you're walking towards his direction. And then it meets you right where you're at. All of a sudden the chronos of God, the timing of God, meets right where you're at and things just explode. That's why she's hearing a sound. And I know that when I was out there, Shereen, I knew that as I was releasing seed into that city, and that man said, whatever you want to do, it goes through you. I'm on his inner office mailing list. He is emailing about a meeting on Friday, and I'm on the email list. I said, Joe, you sent me an email in the internet. He goes, no, I included you on that because everything that I'm doing over here, I want you to do. Okay. I said to the Sheree, hey, what do you think if we do this? I'm waiting on Sheree. Sheree, what are we going to do about Sheree? Sheree went ahead. You know, I'm quick. One-liner. Sheree, look, forward. That's all I put, right? Sheree put a big old list and put it on Facebook and everything. I said, I'm so glad people can really write. And not me. I'm one-liners. Hey, what you think? But your work is not in vain. Your season is not in vain. What you give is everything that you give. It's a sacrifice. And you felt like your past was going to come forth. When you sent that thing, when I heard the people were coming against that tattoo, before I even looked it up, I knew exactly what it meant. See, the only place that thing grows is in the water, which is the Holy Ghost. And there's an opening that comes up out of the mud and out of the water. There's a death and burial and a resurrection of new beginning and hope. They can't get with you. They don't need to be next with you. If they can't walk with you, they don't need to be coming against you. You just keep on moving forward and don't let not one person take your joy away. And not one thing that has penetrated in your head will take root. Beloved, I bind every word that has been spoken against you, against your ministry, against your children, and against your marriage to be. Because I declare unto you, woman of God, you shall see that very thing that God has called you to be. Woo! You stepped into your season. Your season. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, Jonathan. Where's that Jonathan? Where'd he go? You on there. You get on base, man. Get on base. When I was handing out those shirts, before I even went out there, I had to take off all the tags of the previous ministry that was attached to it. Woo! I had to pull them all off and get them and put them in the trash. I said, Lord, this is hurting me. And he says, see, when you burst something that is of your flesh, it'll hurt every time because it's something that you had to do yourself. But when I do it, I will do it where you will never have a regret. You'll never have pain that is associated with man's flesh that is in it. It'll be by my spirit, says the Spirit of the living God. And then when I begin to move, they don't need to know where it came from. They need to know who birthed it. Whew. I pulled every single one of those things off. And I said, I'm going to save it. He goes, don't you dare save it. I try to put our new number on there. Here's what he says. Look, they're going to put your hand back in it again. You'll go another 7 years. Get your hand off of that. Get rid of every single thing that was previous to what you did yourself, so that I could birth in you what my spirit said for you to do. I know that I know that I know that when I did that ministry, I did it based on my flesh and by my hand. And it hurt every single time. Now this, I can step in here. I'm in here from 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm the last one leaving. And and I have joy. I can look at my wife and say, my baby is growing in the things of God. I look at my son is back there doing audio visual. My baby girl is over there helping in the children's room. She's helping over there. She's singing with the praise team. She's dancing with Mammy Expressions. I got my son playing on the drum. He knows how to run every single ministry in this house. I've got my other son. I got my other son over there in college ministering to people that don't know Jesus and telling you need to know something. You may not believe, but what you don't believe doesn't mean it's not real. He is opening doors for people to understand who Jesus is. And then this past Sunday, a miracle of all miracles of words that have come to pass. My baby Paisley walks in with her husband and sit in the very front row. And I know that I know that I know when you do what God said for you to do, He'll bring everything to you. Everything. Even when you labor and it's hard and man manipulates things, you wait because you're in that place of your promise. And your promise is staring at you in the face. You wait. Even when it gets hectic and hands are put in it to try to control and manipulate you, stand. Stand. And watch what He's about to do. He has to end some things that you created out of your flesh and out of your emotions and out of your bad attitude. He has to do away with it, so He can begin to do a great and mighty work by His Spirit. I said, Lord, I know. God, I'm going to give all my shirts away. I'll give them and bless people with them. I don't want nothing. I'll give them away. Give them away. Give them away. People need to know that God is good. And then I see the other post that you put on Facebook with that gentleman that makes t-shirts. I said, Lord, I know You're going to connect some people. And these people are about to be connected with the things of God. People are about to change like never before. It's the season. The season. You know, we get blessed with some Starbucks kind of pastries and stuff, you know. These things are getting out there to the people. And they're getting blessed. Watch this. It is the seeding seed that God has released into this church that continues to go to other places and touch other people to bring about what they need in their season that they're in. What are you going to do when you see your promise and you're in that very place, but you haven't seen it manifest yet? You stand and have the attitude as you're doing it unto the Lord. Because man will never lift you up. Man will always bring you down. Woo! I pray that this encourages you. The blessing of the Lord that is coming to the church as a whole is that no man can shut the door that He has opened in this season. No man. I saw this on Facebook again. I think Liz, you posted it, that the devil only reflects what the world offers. And the world was created by God. And then He puts us right in the midst of His creation to steward what He gave us. The lie of the enemy is to say you've been disqualified to do what God said you could do. And in reality, you've only been qualified because of the blood. And nothing can disqualify you. Nothing. Nothing. If we understand one thing, you're in a season of new beginning. New beginning. It's something different and something new. We don't understand. We've never been here before. And
you're about to experience it. But you may have to go through a little bit. Be encouraged, baby. Be encouraged. Let your heart be filled with God. Let your eyes be filled with His glory. And watch what He'll do through you. You haven't been disqualified, and you didn't displease Him. Let God remove that condemnation off of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, you are precious young woman of God. Nothing shall be spoiled. Nothing shall be spoiled. You are blessing. You are blessing. I bind that very thing off of your life. And I release you. You are an angel of God. Angel, I've always told you. I told your parents. As an angel right there. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. You're beautiful. When you walk down the halls, they turn and notice the light. Light. You got so much heart to give. You're a true blessing. True blessing. Your new season is here. Your new season is here. I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Whew. That's good. Alright. We're being mindful because I know we got kids that got school and I know you got work. I don't know if it's going to rain anymore tonight. But be encouraged with this word. Be encouraged. And when I told my wife this morning, I had this headache that came right from the pit. And I was fighting this thing and fighting this thing. I couldn't shake it. I couldn't shake it. I said, I ain't preaching today. Not me. Not me, God. You got to raise somebody up. And all I saw was my wife. She had this. She had it. She brought it her way. But she just is getting ready to tap into His way. And you're going to see more. More. You have a way. Doesn't she have a way of telling a story? I kind of looked around. They're all like, it's your gift. You captivate. Captivate. Don't use this. Use the Spirit. Captivate with what you have to say. With thus saith the Lord through you. It's not always a prophetic word. That was a prophetic word. That was prophecy being released in the atmosphere. That's what that is. I don't know about you, but some things got loose in here. And I know that I feel well. Well. Amen. Hallelujah. Elders, if you would, go ahead and hand out the envelopes. Listen, this Friday I have a meeting in Sharia. I would like for you to go with me to go meet with Joe and the panel. It's Friday morning at 9 o'clock. They're doing the national night out. It's October 7th, I believe. At the Alazan Courts. Now we got extra hot dogs and buns left over. So I told him, I told Shreep what we could do is we can take what we still have and then let's use some local artists. We have Breakthrough, which is with Will, and then we have Man Expressions. Guys, we can do a lot out there and not have to put money out. You understand? So we'll talk to them on Friday morning and see what else we can do. And I know that there is on the, I think the east side, Arturo is doing another national night out in another apartment complex. So the Alazan Courts, the San Antonio Housing Authority, they want us to do everything. He says, I'm just going to keep sending you emails. As long as you respond, then you're going to keep getting them. So I'm responding. You know, we've got equipment we can take. So let's just do what God is allowing us to do. Let's not miss that opportunity. We walk through it. Getting a lot of praise reports, not only from the outreach, but people that served got blessed. There was such a transformation that took place when people were serving. So what a blessing. What a blessing. This Saturday, yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes. Amen. And that girl can sing. Woo, she can sing. Hey, man, we're going to connect. Connect. So we're going to do that, and we'll reach out some more and do as much as we can. This Saturday is SWAT. Y'all going to make it to SWAT? We're going to go down here to this local area right here around the church. We'll do community evangelism right down the street here. Okay? Come on out. And Sheree, we need to get back on that shirt deal. We wanted to get this outreach done, and now we'll get back on the shirts. Okay? And we're going to go out there, and we're just going to ask them, do you need prayer for anything? Take our flyers, If you need prayer, please call. That's it. We're not trying to fill the church. We're trying to get Jesus to them. How? By whatever their needs are. Amen? Come on out then. And then the following Saturday will be Iron Sharpens Iron, and Elder will have it at your house in the morning. And then what we'll do, we'll also discuss where the next one's going to be outside of the house, maybe in a local restaurant, a park. I know Joe got some information on parks that we can go to. Since it'll become cooler now, I think we should do something like that. I think that'll be nice. What y'all think? Nice. Good. Now, the women are about ready to get started with Heart to Heart. Yeah, see? Yeah, I told my wife, I said, Heart to Heart needs to start. Heart to Heart's going to start. So that's getting ready to get vamped up again and get moving. We've been talking things over, and we're trying to figure out what the best way to do this is. I mean, you know, every time that you do something, you got to step back and reevaluate. So it's reevaluation season. And then Aliens is about to start up. Aliens has always been a blessing. I come to Aliens because they got good food. I mean, because it's good and we have fun. So we have Aliens again. You guys ready for Aliens? All right. Now, we started Tuesday rehearsals again, right? Tuesday rehearsals. Those of you that sing and play instruments, I'm going to say it again on Sunday. I'm going to say it every week. We're going to have open tryouts on Tuesdays. You're going to get with Josh and Colleen. You're going to come over here. We need someone to play keys because Will's gone now. He's in college. We need some singers, backup singers. We need some dancers. All right? That's what we're going to do. Well, I play the flute. Bring your flute. Well, I play a violin. Bring the violin. All right? We need to fill this place up. Here's this. When I was here this afternoon, when the light started flickering, I just sat in the back and I turned the music off and I was just sitting there just thinking, God, when we transition to a new building, I don't want to at that point start looking for a praise team. I want the praise team ready. I want our worship team to be intact. I want our dance ministry intact. Our mime ministry intact. And I want to have a choir. I said, God, how are we going to position all this stuff around here? He says, well, if you just trust me and open up the door for them to come, they'll come. They'll come. So Tuesdays, 7 o'clock, or I think y'all do it 7:30? 7 o'clock here at the House of Manna, and they're here rehearsing. All right? If you have an interest, just come. Come. We're going to put you to use. We'll put you to use. Amen? No, amen. 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 All right now. I'm just making sure they got it, you know. All right. Now, the other thing is we've got great workers that are helping us in the back with the children's ministry. We would like to get people to take care of the greeting, ushering, and also helping out in the altar. How many of you want to do that? Perfect. Perfect. All right. That means we're going to start using you. I told Eric the other day, I said, Eric, I want you to come and open it in prayer. And that very day, he did it. Then the next day, do it again. The next time, do it again. You don't know what's in you unless you're activated to do it. Just do it. I said, Joe, you need to go ahead and just speak what's in your heart. Speak it, because I know you got to say it. Okay, Pastor. Okay, amen, amen, amen. Didn't it calls in Texas still from that. You got to activate and do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm making the flow chart, and I'm going to print them out, have it ready. I'll put it on the screen as well. We're going to have department heads for our ministries, because I ain't going to be doing it all. Make sure everybody else does it. All we got to do is say, babe, we got to go to church today. Let's go together. So we can drive to church together as a family. Because I'm here early and I leave late. Because I do a lot of checkup, make sure everything's right as much as I can. And I said, Lord, I don't want to keep doing that. He goes, well, when are you going to move out the way and let them do it? Okay. That's what it is. I got the switch for real. I think we need to do a whole sermon on switches. Get your envelope shredding. Write down, be specific. Be specific what you believe in God for. Okay? When you write down and be specific about it, that's the seed that has a name and purpose to it. And you will put it in the ground, that's what's going to come up out. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you right now that as this worship of giving is done to you, Father, that you receive it. Because we give from our heart, because we believe and we have faith in your word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for them, that they can prove you in this very word, Lord, that you will open up windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there is not enough room for them to contain it. Father, I just thank you that you continue to move on their behalf. And whatever money cannot buy, Father, I thank you that you will release that very miracle in their very life, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you that you receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may come and serve the Lord. We'll see you on Saturday here at 9 o'clock, and then we'll see you Sunday for our service. God bless you guys. We love you.